Hello again, and welcome to the Quarter Dojo Podcast Reviews. Today we are doing a review of Super Smash Bros. For Wii U. I am here with Liam and Riley, just like last time. Basically, if you just want to give your initial impressions of the game.
I found it very polished. It looks great, and I like the better visuals compared to Brawl.
Yeah, the visuals were mind blowing, especially on the projector.
Oh yeah, that was very cool.
Yeah.
What
else? Really?
It was interesting, the slight differences between it and Brawl, even though we were expecting them. It was just fascinating to actually play. We'd been expecting to play it so soon, so it was a bit by surprise. It was a lot of fun.
There's a lot more effects for each of the attacks, just in general, like a kicker and punch in Brawl, it doesn't have an effect unless you actually hit someone. But in this, it seems like each attack has a very clear effect of where the path of the attack is and in which direction it's moving.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if that makes it easier or harder to play though.
I haven't played Brawl in a while, but I definitely felt that the controls were better.
Yeah, it feels a lot smoother and more one-on-one. Though I definitely like to try some 1v1 matches before, I make any observations on what the controls are like, because the 8-player Brawl was kind of crazy.
1v1 is actually really good.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
As in, I felt that I could really feel the weight of my attacks, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have that sort of feedback to it.
Yeah.
I like the character selection, though. There's so many, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, and we haven't even unlocked all of them.
Yeah.
I just unlocked Mr. Game & Watch about an hour ago.
Mm-hmm. Ah, well, yeah.
Have you played all the ones that you have unlocked?
Pardon?
Have you played all the ones that are currently available to you?
Not all of them. But the ones that I was sort of like thinking of maining, I've played, as in like I played a lot of the sword fighter ones, like Ike and Marth and Robin. I won't go into details because I know that you promised your sister, was it, that in exchange for keeping your life, you wouldn't play any of the new characters.
Yeah, well, you can talk about the new characters. We've seen all the intro videos. We've looked at all the any of the stuff we can find online, but we just weren't allowed to play them because she couldn't be there this for our 8-player match.
Next time.
Yes, next time.
Another thing. Speaking of the characters, I sort of felt that they were sort of imbalanced. As in, some of them were imbalanced. As in, the Miis are sort of overpowered, especially in their final smashes, and Mega Man in particular, and the Gunner Mii, they seem to be sort of lack the thought that was put into the physical fighters.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, because I know they're meant to be ranged fighters, but when it comes to up-close combat, they really have very few effective options.
That's interesting. So, they've made most of the attacks long range, so at close range, they're quite weak.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. I don't
They have their...
character that's been like that yet.
And then they have their smash attacks or their area attacks, but, and I could be wrong about this, they feel slightly weaker.
Mm-hmm.
And then that could just be the way that they're animated, because you don't feel the weight of them as much as you do for, let's say, you're smashing with one of the Mii fighters.
Yeah, like but, when you actually have that physical connection between characters.
Yeah. And then, like, I wasn't paying attention to the scoring system, because, you know, in the middle of a smash match, you don't really have time to be paying attention to that, but
yeah, like a
something that
24 damage more than the other attack.
Yeah. I have a player smash though. Let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm. You need a projector if you're going to play.
Yeah.
Or like a really obnoxiously large television.
Like, the way I would compare it is, 8-player Smash on the Wii U is sort of 4-player Smash on the 3DS.
Yeah, it is getting to that little, a bit too crowded. It is fun to get, like, 8 people who all want to play Smash Bros. Together in a room.
Yeah.
Like, that is quite fun, and, like...
And there's a great energy to it.
Yeah, like, people really felt sort of left out. Everyone sort of, like, had a really good go of trying to beat the matches and matches and whatnot.
But like, yeah. It's as good as it can get, and your only alternative is to have 4 people just watching, and 8 players smash certainly beat that.
Like, I don't see any way they could fix it. Then, like, my only problem is you don't really have any place to go.
Yeah, like, well, it depends. Like, we never played on Hyrule or some of the really, really large maps.
Yeah, and, like, speaking of the maps, a lot of them seem to be pretty small for what, like, an 8-player Smash would need.
Yeah, I'll say, like, a lot of them felt very crowded, especially, like, the Fire Emblem stage.
Yeah. And,
what else was one? The Sonic stage as well was quite small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also, it's crowded just because of the way people move. They tend to gravitate towards people they think they can attack.
Yeah.
So we all ended up just fighting each other in a big pile.
Yeah, I think, like, maybe out of the 20 matches we did, how many matches do you think we did? 20, maybe more?
No, I think we did, like, 9 or 10. I don't think we go up to, like, the 20s. Did we?
Well, no, it might have been.
We did, like, 3 matches in those 5
episodes. Yeah, we were there for, like, an hour or so.
Yeah, and we did...
quite a few matches.
Though we did 5... we did 5 episodes of the podcast, right? And for each one, we did 2 or 3 matches.
Yeah, we did about 15 minutes of content.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's about 10 to 20 matches.
Yeah, basically, but out of that, as in... I was able to stop and charge up my charge attack maybe twice and charge it up fully without Riley probably coming in and hitting me.
Yes, Riley did really well during the 8-player matches.
Yeah, Liam, you, and like Liam Riley and Douglas, they were the 3 people to watch out for, I thought, on you.
Though I must say, with everyone being so distracted with each other, it is fun if you can find a secluded spot to, like, what I did was I used Ness, and I used his neutral arrow, and I managed to hit Douglas from,
neutral
sorry. I'm not with it. His neutral special to zap Douglas from the other side of the stage.
I was able to. I remember one time you were like, you and Riley were fighting, and then I just came up and like hit you at the side and knocked you out, as in the midst of all the chaos.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like you people come from where you just don't expect them to.
Yeah.
Amazing how quickly you can die.
Yeah. Yeah, I find that like it's a bit more similar to Melee in how quick people can be knocked out. Though I'm not sure if that's just because of the 8-player match or not.
In Melee, the reason you were knocked out so quick was because, wasn't it because your damage accumulated really quickly?
Or I'm not sure. It's going to take some time to get into
the
finesse of the mechanics.
In the Wii U Smash, it seemed like it was just easier to combo people off the stage at low health.
It's interesting that you say that, because I actually found that it was harder, as in, like, it was easier to, like, get knocked out really far off screen and then come back.
True. Like, there was a lot of that happening. Like, a lot of people were being flung out and then making their way back to the stage.
Yeah.
I guess it's just a matter of, perspective, because like it depends on like how what different people did during the match as to what feels different, or like what people are used to.
Yeah.
Like you're more used to like Brawl, and you're like more used to Brawl and Melee. I personally never played Melee. I've played Brawl, but I was like a casual fan, and then I just liked it because I liked hitting things. I liked playing fighting games. I just mashed buttons.
Yeah, like that really is the beauty of Smash, in that it garners the attention of a lot, a wide range of different people, and kind of
like in Brawl, I didn't even use a nunchuck. I just used the Wiimote by itself.
Yeah, that's tricky.
My brother and my sister actually do that, and they prefer that to the gamepad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like, again, it is just a matter of perspective. It's what you've gotten used to, like, when you first initially got the game.
I think, and the GameCube controller, I think I preferred using the GameCube controller on the Wii U one than I did on Brawl when you brought it in for the tournament a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I know, there's something about the controls, it just felt a lot more, like, natural, even though I've gone very used to the Brawl controls. It felt, like, smoother and whatnot for the Wii U.
Mm.
Yeah, so, like, I remember I sometimes go to a friend's place, and they have Smash, they have Brawl, but they don't have any GameCube controllers, and when I forget to bring my own controller, I would play with the nunchuck. All right. Remote. We started off with Melee, and so we only had the GameCube controllers. There was no other option.
Yeah, as in the GameCube controller, I see that as something that I'll play with, and I'll play with it for a while, and then I'll find it very hard to go back.
Yeah. Because
today, as in, I was playing on the WaveBird for, like, all of it, all of the hour that we were playing. And then when I came home today, like last night, I was winning most of my matches, like 3 out of 5 matches.
Yeah.
And then today, I think I lost 4 in a row.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, it is very difficult to go from the GameCube to just the Wiimote by itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you've just got so many more options with all the different buttons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing I didn't like about the GameCube controller was I'd rather the A and the B buttons be switched.
You could, I believe in the Wii version, you can button map your controller.
Yeah, I think you can. Just because, like, with the... Because I prefer just use special moves.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, well, like...
That's just my preference, like.
Yeah. Like, I can definitely think of a few things I might change just to experiment to see if it's better in different ways, because I feel like I should use the A attacks a bit more than just the smashes.
Yeah, as in, like I've ordered two GameCube controllers, I told you this earlier, but I definitely think I'm gonna need to fiddle around with the controls and the mapping just a small bit.
Yeah. Yeah, just to make it your preference, because that's really the point of it.
Yeah, then I might like switch the grab button to L or something.
Yeah, the Z trigger is a little bit weird to get used to.
I'd like it if you could have it so that the right trigger was your side dodging, like going to the side, and the left trigger, when you moved, of course, was just the sidestep backwards. Then it would be more specific to the button that you're pressing, as opposed to the direction.
Yeah, but I'm not sure like you can map it to that tiny specifics. We'll see.
That would be interesting.
Yeah. Well, we will be getting it as soon as we can. So hopefully we can give some more conversational topic.
Apparently, all we have is it looked good. It was fun.
Yeah. We play Brawl.
Yeah, then I think definitely for the next couple of times we're doing the Quadro Dojo Play series, we're going to be playing Smash Wii U until something else comes out.
Yeah, I'll say so. I like that you can make your Miis fight as well, though I don't know much about how do you decide what moves a Mii can have?
I think it's very similar to the way you create a custom character for the other one. Then, like, what you do is you go into the interface and you create the Mii, and then you decide what class is going to be. You give it a name, like Brawler, Sword Fighter, or Gunner, and then from there it's set with its default moves, and you can customize the moves and the equipment just like any other regular character.
Okay, I don't know anything about this customization of characters yet, so elaborate, please.
Basically, you can pick, I think it's every character.
Yeah.
And you can just equip them with things like, there's like strong, you can be faster, but at the cost of attack, or you can be more defensive at the cost of speed, you know, stuff like that. And you can get certain different power-ups, like the standard ones that everybody comes with, like plus attack, minus defense, plus speed, minus attack, and plus defense, minus speed. I might be wrong on those. But then for certain characters, for certain characters that aren't Mii, you can unlock special ones that are like plus like attack plus 20 minus speed at the regular amount, and then you can just even it out.
That's really cool. I can imagine if you really went deep into the customizations, then like you could play a very different Kirby or Marth to how I would play a Kirby or Marth equipped with different stuff, so it would change everything, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marth could be just like a fast Ike, as opposed to a very fast, weak character.
Oh. Yeah, but the downside is you can't play with customized characters online, and you can't play with Miis online.
Okay. Well, I imagine that's fair, because like you'd need to make sure that like different people are going to have unlocked and gathered more items than others, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
So basically,
the amiibo.
I'm just gonna ask her that. I don't have any of the amiibos, so.
Yeah.
I'm just speaking from mine.
So like that you can't actually play the character that the statuette holds, right?
What?
You can't actually play the character that that's inside the statuette, right?
No. Yeah. Use it as like a CPU, and you can train it.
Okay. Yeah. And then you can like take it to your friend's place and watch it beat the crap out of them and get more points and gifts and stuff that you can take home, right?
Yeah, then I saw one person had trained there so that whenever they kill somebody, they taunted. Or that whenever somebody was trying to come up from the side, they would go down and like hit it. Or it's hard to explain without showing you.
Oh, really? So like you can train it to respond to actual situations?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
I watched a bit of a tournament, of a Smash tournament, and it was a high skill Smash player got in the finals, got swept by an amiibo, by a fox amiibo.
Okay, that's really weird and kind of cool. Like, you can get the statuette and you actually train it, like, properly train it to do certain things, and you can set them to fight against each other and against your friends.
What I mean is, like, an amiibo versus, like, an actual person who's gotten, like, awards, or, like, not awards, but trophies and stuff for winning Smash tournaments.
So, like, do you give the credit to the amiibo or its trainer then? Yeah. Either way, it is quite cool though. Like, they're expensive and they are another form of merchandising. But I don't think I would get an amiibo, to be honest.
Like, I might get a few, and like I want to get all of them, but I'm not gonna get all of them because in GameStop they're selling them for €17 and.
Yeah.
That's 3 weeks of my.
Yeah.
3 weeks of my savings. And a bit.
Really worth it. Especially with the amount of time that you'd probably lose as in addition to that to get the amiibo trained and whatnot.
Yeah, as in, you then have to put in, I think it was, for each hour you put in with the amiibo, it goes up a level, and it goes up to 50, I think was the level. I saw some of them.
Hours?
Yeah, so to get it to a level, like, you would have to, as in, you would have to pay €17 and then spend something like 50 hours. Like, I think 50 hours is the minimum amount it would take.
Yeah,
depending on what
amiibo.
Pardon?
And that's for each amiibo.
Yeah, and they've already announced the third wave.
Wow. Yeah, I'm probably not going to get on that train.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bandwagon train. Ouch. Yeah, I'm just a little tired. What else? Have we been getting any questions, or is it just quiet?
We have two viewers.
Okay. If you're there and you have any questions, feel free to give us a chat.
We've been doing this for about how long? Let me check.
We've been about half an hour now, although a little bit less than the time is set up.
About 20 minutes.
Okay. Well, doesn't seem like we're getting any chance.
Anything else you want to talk about?
I don't know.
There certainly is a diverse character roster.
Yes, yes. It's nice to see all these sort of sub characters and background characters coming out of the woodworks. And actually being fully fledged fighters.
Yeah. But again, some of them still seem to be imbalanced. As in, Little Mac is another example. Because Little Mac is amazing on ground.
Yeah.
But it's shocking in the air. But Little Mac, that doesn't matter because with Little Mac, you're not going to, as in, it's pretty, if you sit down and think about it, it's not too terribly hard to plan a strategy around non-aerial combat.
True, though, like, if you are fighting against a person who is very good at aerial combat, you might be in a bit of trouble because, like, they could attack you as they're coming down.
Yeah, as in, like, if you're allowed to do custom characters, like, he's a really fast character, so what you could do is you could add on the defense buff so that his speed is only like normal-ish, but that way he won't get knocked off as easy.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
And that way you have a character who's really strong, slightly above average defense, and just above average speed.
Yeah, I can see where the customizations could be a little nefarious. Is that the right word?
where you could remove a character's inbuilt imbalances that make them like balanced with the other characters.
Yeah, and like the only trouble you would have then is if you're going up against like Pit or something, or like a very much aerial combated character, and even then you still have the issue of balancing it from that side too.
Yeah, I can definitely see why they would have the option of turning all customizations off for some matches and turning them on for others.
Yeah, and but with patches, hopefully we will get we should be able to get patches now. It's not something that's hard for them to do.
Yeah, though I do imagine that if they do start patching it like extensively, it's gonna piss some people off as much as it's gonna fix a lot of problems.
Yeah, as in, because like if they're gonna patch it, I want them to. I prefer if they patch it soon, because I don't want to have to get into like a routine with the character, and I like to main the Mii, but if it turns out that I can't use the Mii on online, I don't want to have to switch over to like Marth for 2 months and then have a patch come out and that's like, oh yeah, you can use the Mii's online now.
Yeah.
Or like I don't want to have to develop a. I don't want to not have to play with Little Mac and develop a routine with another character and then, you know.
Yeah, well, the other option
is... there are so many characters anyway, you're going to be continuously changing it.
True. Like, there is that option of just try and master all the characters so that it doesn't matter who changes.
I want to do that, but, you know, school.
True. Yeah, there is that.
Anyway, I think... Has this been running for long enough?
Yeah, about 26 minutes, that's good enough, I'd say. I thought I was planning on having this only go for about 15 minutes, but you know. So thank you again for listening and watching, viewers. If you want to tell us what you thought of Smash Bros, you can tell us on Twitter. I'm at Kevin the Pirate, and you can follow the lads there at Coffee Years Dev. Is that right?
Yes, though we almost never tweet, so you can follow us, but you probably won't hear much from us.
Yeah. So thanks again for watching. Subscribe, and don't forget to go to audibletrial.com/CDP. It really helps us out. The more, as in, you get a free audiobook, we get paid. And it's like it's a win-win situation.
Yes, it's going towards a capture card, and we will be posting 30, like hopefully 60 FPS footage of the Smash Bros. Tournaments in the future.
Yeah, because if enough people do this, then they all get audiobooks, and then they also get higher quality videos.
Yes.
So like. It's a win. Yes. It's a win-win-win. Like you win, then we win, then you win again.
Oh yes, that'd be cool if people could suggest matches that we try out.
Yeah, like, suggest those
characters on different stages, whatnot.
So yeah.
Thank you again. You can tweet us your suggestions for characters. We may take them on board. And we will see you next time, people. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.